There is a Riyaz Dam Keishi, so it's considered to have a Loch of Dam Keishi, and she is there. So, Pishlim Rav, Mishkachas with Rav Adabarav, according to Rav and according to Rav Adabarav, a supplement Rav. So, Mele, we can understand how is it possible that a woman should see Dam on 40 days in succession, be May Zivo and be Teo, even though day after day she sees Dam for 40 days successively. Or for 50 days and be tail, because the initial year took place on the Yudalef Yeh. So then, and she kept on seeing without a stop every day. So Mimele, according to Rav Adabarav, the commencement of the Yemei Nido is suspended indefinitely. And here it was indefinitely, because every day within the 40-day period, within the 50-day period, prior to the birth of the lady, there was a Riyaz Dam Keishi. But according to Reb Levi, El Levi Kashi, according to Levi, it's impossible that a woman should see Dam Keishi for 40 days or 50 days in succession, and that all these Riyaz should be taught. It's impossible. There is a limit, 11 days, that's all. So how does the Mishnah say that it's possible that she should have Dam Keishi and be Teiro, even though she continues to see Dam Keishi for 40 days, for 50 days in succession? So Amar Levi, Mikotone Teiro Bikulon. It doesn't mean that all the 40 days she's Teiro. Within a 40 or 50 day period, so all the 11 days of the Yemei Zivo, within the 40 or 50 days prior to the lady is Teiro. But there are certain days within that 40 or 50 day period prior to the lady that she is Teiro. Omar, we can talk about Teiro Becholom, but Nido, Nido, Meizimo Teiro. All right. Wait up, we're 50 years. Because I'm not a damn Nido, come on, Meia. Come, because she is a total Israel company, so we came up, we're 50 years. בואים כשאלו מזייב ומתאים מנידס מי נידו וחיית לשאלו מזייב מנידס ומתאים מזייב תאירו. Alright, so that's the first question. So according to the first question, the machlei case between Reb Levi and Rav Adabarav is in regard to the question as to whether by the Ria in Yemei Zivo, Ria in Yemei Zivo, where she is tail, she doesn't become Izovik Deile. So do we apply the aloha if she did become Izovik Deile, some Mele, The commencement of Yemei Nido is suspended until indefinitely, or we do not apply that aloha. Since she is there, or some male, that aloha has no application. This the machlokes between Rav Levi and Rav Adabarav. Call it first. Mishnachine Amper Omer Rav Levi in Avlad Mitayer Elo Yomim Horuim Liyes Ben Zovek Deile Maitayne Domo Yomim Rabim Ksi Abishol Mishmei Rav. So, it's as we show the Rav Rangsberg. So he makes a correction that it should be Abishol Mishmid Rebbe, not Abishol Mishmid Rav. Abishol Mishmid Rebbe Yoma Afil Yomi Morui Nivis Bem Zavetane. So my time Yimei Vichol Yimei Yosom Ksim. So according to that motion, there is another machlekes between Reb Levi and Rebbe. The machlekes consists as to whether this halacha, the Dam Keishi story, does it apply only to Zivus Gmur, to Izovik Deile, but it doesn't apply to Izovik Tame. In other words, in order that a woman should become Izovik Deile, she has to serve 3 years in Yemei Zivo, yani 3 days in succession. So, Reb Levi says, so she cannot become Izovik Deile if she had the 3 years Bikeishi. But in order to become Izovik Tane, she can become Izovik Tane even if the one Rie in the Yemei Zivo was Bekeishi. The whole Zeras HaKosov that Dam Bekeishi in Yemei Zivo is Toyer only applies to Izovik Deile. It doesn't apply to Izovik Tane. And Rebbe says, no, it applies to Izovik Tane too. Izovik Deile ho asu shlei shukutsu misari dal vien teiro misifas nikim mikom avlo yu asu yu mechutsu chom ishmeyim kinegi deil dikhi ksiv domat arshin avlo machmas vlad bizovik deile ksiv תכסי באו קחו יום עם רבי, ומושה חישי או יצא, מחר נוסעים שנכלו יום שבו נהילו את מיו, יום ימי וכל ימי זיו תמוסו, ונענף כאו זו בקטן, ושיבו נחיל משפעי את בשרה יצא. Nein, kamu ikishu yo. Kamu ikishu yo. Gemeirim af la boim chamishim yei. Kashil tav haye. So, because this Mishnah says. So, kashil tav haye dam rezo vikdei luktane udi mitai avlad. Avlim yarech achrei nistomen. Because according to the second portion, so even Rebbe is only saying that Zovek Deilu Ektano, so is Mitai. But not that it should be Toyer indefinitely. So the Moed of the Teretz, and Mikotoni, Teiro Bichulon, Koshis of the Menidoso Nido. Amazing voice of tail. Market is the market is. Tani, hoyo have meyer ime, a yesh mikashu kufnan yeim, vein zi veil abed. So there is a possibility that a woman is mikashu leilet. And, in other words, she has pay. And, she has a riyazdam. And she has a riyazdam on 150 days. In succession, so you would expect, in the course of years, of 150 days in succession, she certainly is bound to become a Zeridele. So, there is a possibility that a woman should see, every day, continually, for 150 days in succession, dam, and not become a Zeridele. How can we visualize such a mitzvah? Yesh mikashu kufniyeim v'inzivei lebet. Keitzat, shnayim bilayis. Now, when Rav Meir says, yesh mikashu kufniyeim, as Rashi points out, he doesn't mean that she had pain, labor pain, all the 150 days. There was a period of pain in the 150-day period, but there was a riyazdam on each day of the 150 days, and the substantial portion of that 150-day period, the woman was in pain. But every day of the 150-day period, the woman had a riyas down. And still, she did not become, in the course of 150 riyas in succession, of 150, in the course of 150 days, the woman managed not to become a zoldeh. How is it possible? Kate, shnayim bilayis, she had, let's say, Ariyazdam on the two last days of Yidalef Yeh. Let's say on the 10th day and the 11th day of the Yidalef Yeh. So she did not become a Zomek Deile on the two Riyas. Only if she has Ariyazdam on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. But suppose she has Ariyazdam on the 10th and 11th, so she did not become a Zomek Deile. And then immediately after that, follow the Zayin Yomim of Nivus. So we have 2 plus 7, 9. And then after, so she became an actual Nido, but not a Zolidela. So after this 7 days of actual Nidus, so commenced the Yudalef Yeh, and she had 2 Riyas on the first 2 days of the Yudalef Yeh. So we have 2 plus 7 plus 2. So we have 11 days. And then she started to have labor pain, because she was expecting giving birth to a child. So, and she was a sick woman. So the 50 days, there is a 50-day period prior to the lady. So we have 11 days before the 50-day period of kishu, of labor pain, started. So she had 11 days of riyas in succession. And then she had, then followed 50 days of riyas in succession, coupled with pain. So we have 11 plus 50, we have 61 days. V'chamish, shav. So even though she saw, and she saw all these days, but it was damkeji, so it's toy. Shav lad mitai. So then she already had 61 days of riyas in succession, and she still kept away from becoming a zomek deile. And then she gave birth to a nekeva. So gave birth to the cable. So she has. So I know you may see her within the 80 days following the lady of the cable. So you have 61 days plus 80 days. So that means we have 141 days, which means only cable. So you already have 141 days. Then on the 81st day is of the birth of the Nikeva, so then the Yeminido commence. So you have a Shimonido, and she had Rias on the 81st day as of the birth, 82nd, 83rd, 7 days in succession. So we have 141 plus 7, so we have 148 days. And then the Yudalafiyim begin, then she is a regular woman. So after actual nidus, after the 7 days of actual nidus, so the Aleph Yeh begin. So we already have 148. And then, on the first 2 days, in the Aleph Yeh, following the first 7 days of actual nidus, following immediately the Yemeteya of Yiladis Nikeva, so she's Adam, but she doesn't become Ezovik Dele with 2 years. So she had 150 years, and 150 days in succession, and she managed not to become something. This is what Rami says. She Omblei im kein yesh mikasha kol yomeo vein zivo ilo ben. So she can have, I mean, we can visualize a situation, a woman will indefinitely have rias. She has to be a sick woman. So she will indefinitely have rias all the days in succession for the rest of her life, and she'll now become Ezovik Dele. Why? How? She'll keep on having miscarriages. So Mimele, and miscarriages of Nikeva, I mean continually. So we can visualize that is Reye Kolim Kashi Kol Yomeo means even a bit. Amalehen, Maida Taiche, Mishuli Folim. So there, you don't have the 50 days of Damkeishi. Because in Keshe Linfol, as a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes Tanoim as to whether there is Keshe Linfol or there is no Keshe Linfol. And again, we pass in Keshe Linfol. It's not a Machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is when a woman has a miscarriage, she also has pain that is labor pain. But it's much less and it doesn't last so long, depending how advanced in the pregnancy she is when the miscarriage takes place. But every miscarriage is coupled with pain that is characteristic of the labor pain. Because in every miscarriage, because what is the labor pain due to? Because the baby pushes. So when there is a miscarriage, there is also a fetus. But the fetus, it all depends. If the fetus, sometimes when a woman has a miscarriage, when she is already in the 6th month, so then this miscarriage is coupled with great pain. But even if the miscarriage takes place when the fetus is just 40 days old, I mentioned 40 days because if the fetus is less than 40 days, then it's not considered as an evil altogether. So it's Kimayiv Alman. So there is also pain. But the pain is relatively slight. So in other words, so that's the Machlekes Tanoi, whether Yesh Keshe Linfolim or Ein Keshe Linfolim. It's not the Machlekes in Mitzias, whether there is such a phenomenon as pain. When a woman has a miscarriage, of course there is such a phenomenon as pain, that when a woman has a miscarriage, but the pain is relatively less than the pain that is coupled with the real birth. So the shayla is whether al-pedin it says a din of damkeishi or not. So Rameya said to them, no, in case you're falling. So Rameya, you cannot have the chamishim yei of keishi in case of a miscarriage. Alright. Now, Ton Rabban, Yeish Reye Meyo Yei, Vein Ziv Eil Abed, Keitzat. So the second price, the first price of Reb Meir has reference to the case of Kishu, where there was pain. But this price has reference to the case of no Kishu, Yeish Reye Beloi Kishu. So, Yeish Reye Meyoyeim Vein Ziv Eil Abed Keitzad Shnayim Biloyeitz Vishivo Nido. So it's 9. Ushnayim Shalacha Nido. So it's 11. And then she gave birth to a cave And then Ushmeidim Shal Nikeva. So it's 11 plus 80, so it's 91. And then the Yemenido commence after the Shmeinim, Shal Nikeva. So we have 81 plus 7, so we have 8. So we have 91 plus 7, so we have 98. And then started the Yud Aleph Yeh. And she saw Dam on the first days of the Yud Aleph Yeh. So it's 98 plus 2, so it's 100. And she still did manage not to become a Zohar Daily without Keshi. My Kumash Milon, Lafikim Mandoma, Yevshel Psychasakever, Billy Dam. So Kumash, let's see the Rashi. Yesh, I believe Keshi Kumash Milon, Yevshel Psychasakever, Billy Dam. Because it mentioned it. So it's in a zivo. But then Ushmeinim Shal Nikeva. So the lady was on the day following the Shnaim Shlach HaNido. So if Shal Nikeva Leidam, so there was already 3 days in a zivo. And if it's impossible to have a lady without dam, so she had the Riyas dam, on 3 days in succession, Bimei Zivo. So she should become a Zovo. So why does it say that she does not become a Zovo? The answer is, this Tane holds that Efshel Yipsichasakir Abulida. So true, the lady took place on the day following the Shnaim Shalach HaNido, so together it's 3 days, but on the third day, in the Yemei Zivo, there was no Riyas Dam. But if Yev Shalom Tzarak Yevoli Dam, so then on the third day, there was also Riyas, so it's 3 days. This is the Pshat Migmor. So Dilo Yev Shea, Havli Zove, Kishiyona HaShnaim Shalach HaNido, Tavliyim Leid Shlishi, Shlishi, Viyav Chaz Lekeidim Leid, Mishach HaKeva, Hari Zove, Hoi Lov Loi Keishi, Ruasa, Ruasa. Now, doesn't this Gemara present a stira to the Shitas Rambam, Shitas Ramban, Shitas Rashbo, Ritvo, Ram, I mean all the Rishayim that who say that if the dam came out from the Psychasakever itself, so even if the woman was in comfort, it still has a Chalishem Dam Kishu. So Mimele, how does the Gemara say, Lafukim Mandoma, Yev Shalom Psychasakever Bole Dam? Why? Because if we say so then she couldn't manage to sit down on 100 days in succession and not become Zohar Daily. Because when she saw Shnayim Lachar Anido, and then on the third day, on the day following, there was a lady, so assuming that the lady was in comfort, so it's still not amkeish. So why do we say the loyef shehavol izove? So it's still damkeish. I'm sorry. So according to Rambam and Ramban, it still should be considered damkeish, even if she had no pain, because ein chokeishi yeis agodim lady itself, as the Magnishne says, as the Ramban says, as all the Rishonim say. So why does the Gemara say Komashmul on the Efshalif Sikhasakeva Bleidam? Because if it's Efshalif Sikhasakeva Bleidam, so then she is bound to become Izovik Dele. Why? She is bound to become Izovik Dele. Even if the Riyas Dam was not coupled with pain, but the fact that the Riyas Dam accompanied the lady, so that in itself gives it Halishem Dam Keishi. So isn't it istire against all these Rishonim? So the Ramban himself raised that question. Why does the Gemara say Elafuken Mandoma Yevshel Yitzchakel Abulidam Komashmon Yevshel Yitzchakel Abulidam? The answer is this brayse of Yesh Reyo Meyo Yein Vein Ziva Ilaben does not have reference to a real lady, but to a miscarriage, and we paskin that in case you infall. So Mele, the Riyas Dam that accompanies a miscarriage, that is coupled with a miscarriage, even if it involves pain, is al-Pudin not considered to be Dam Keishi. Samimele, since the Braise has reference to a case of a miscarriage of Nifolim, not a real lady. Or not a real lady. Samimele, vis-a-vis Nifolim, so in case of Nifolim. Samimele, even if she had pain, so it wouldn't have a chalishem dam keshi. So if we were to assume that so then it would mean that on the day following the 2 days after the Yemei Nido, she had a Rias Dam. And that did not accompany a real lady, but only a miscarriage. So that does not have a Chalishem Dam Keshi, even if she had pain. So she should become a Yeles B'Zeiv. Why does the Braise say she does not become a Yeles B'Zeiv? This is how the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ram explain this. Okay, all right, we'll leave it here. Now, for Friday, I thought that I would be able to finish up the Gemara after the Mishnah. But since we didn't so far on Friday, we should be prepared up to the next Mishnah of Kol Halachat Yosei Yehi Bechazkas Tam. Eisves. Ravadi Barav Ve'Oma Af Yomim Orim Misvir Asvir Asvos. Now, we explain the Gemara according to the regular Pshat of Hashem, Pshat of my most Hashem, because the Rach has a different Pshat in the Gemara. Now, according to the Shita of all Rishayim, except the Rambam, so in a regular woman, so it's not 7-11, 7-11. But once she becomes a Zogik Deire, so then the commencement of the Yeminide is suspended until the woman successfully has counted Zayniki. But if she's not successful in counting Zayniki, So the commencement of Yeminide can indefinitely be suspended. That's an irregular one. Now, so Reb Levi says, but in the case of a woman who is a pending yildes, so then, in view of the fact that there is exeras hakosov, that the damkishu b'meizive is toya, some male the cheshk me 7-11, 7-11 in a regular woman. So if she sees 3 days in succession, she becomes his other daily. Some male minida cannot begin until she will have counted Zayniki. But here, even if she sees on the first day of the Yidal of Yeh, on the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, every day of the Yidal of Yeh, she don't become his other daily. So why should the commencement of the Yemei Nideh be suspended, be postponed? Why? There is no reason. So Mimele, it's 7-11. This is what Rav Levi says. And Rav Ade Bar Have says that here, if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, she would become his Ovid Deila. But the only reason is why she doesn't become his Ovid Deila, because there is a special Gzeres HaKosov, that she is stable. So Mimele, in figuring out the cheshbon of Yemei Zive, Yemei Nideh, so we have to figure it out as if there hadn't been Gzeres HaKosov. If there hadn't been Gzeres HaKosov, and suppose she sees on the first day of the Yidal of Yeh, Dam Kishu, in the Yemei Zive, on the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, so she becomes a Zogik Deila. And she keeps on seeing. We are discussing a woman who keeps on seeing continually. She started to see the Yemei Zive and she keeps on seeing continually. So she still is Zogik Deila. Then she has to count by the expiration of the Yidal of Yeh, she still has not started to count Zaynikim. So she has to start counting Zaynikim. But then she keeps on seeing in the 7 days following the 11 days. So the Zaynikim keeps on being Nista all the time. It's only in the subjunctive, but actually she doesn't have to count Zaynikim, she is Teo. But why? Because there is a Gzeres HaKosov. But if Avad Barabe says, in figuring out the chesh of Yemei Zive Yemei Nideh, we have to figure it out as if there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosov, the Dam Keshi Yemei Zive Historia. So if there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosov, and she would keep on seeing Dam every day of the Yidal of Yeh, and then she keeps on seeing Dam in the Zayin Yomi after the Yidal of Yeh, and then she keeps on seeing Dam. So what if there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosov? She would continue to remain in Zomek Deile. And the Yemenida would be postponed. The commencement of Yemenida would be postponed. So now that there is a Gzasah Kosuv, it's also postponed. And the only reason as to why, Rav Avi Barave says the only reason as to why Reb Levi says that here it's a cheshbon of 7-11 is because in this case she doesn't become Mizomedet. But on the contrary, the whole machlokes between Reb Levi and Rav Avi Barave is a siyua as far as this, is a siyua to the Shidas Rambam. Is a siyua to the Shidas Rambam. Now, there are some who say, I saw in some story, so they say, they try to answer the Shidas Rambam, because there are many Gemores contrary to Rambam. So far, we just saw one Gemore, the pricing. My Yemeni Doso in Ruin is even. So, we mentioned the Teretz, the possible Teretz, that since Teisves and all the Rishonim mention the price to the contrary, so Teisves and Ramban say the price to the contrary in Bopiri Bosimen has references of Eftane, and this price has references of there. But the Rambam doesn't agree with this, so the Rambam holds that there is a Machlekes of prices, and he passes like the price in Bosimen. That's one Teretz. There are some who say that the Rambam holds that that's the Machlekes between Reb Levi and Rav Avi Barave. In other words, that Reb Levi, according to the Ramban, Reb Levi only says it's an Ibn Cheshbon of 7-11. So that is only in this case where she doesn't become Izavidele, but where she does become Izavidele, so Reb Levi also is made that the commencement of Yemenide is postponed until the woman successfully has realized a count of Zayinikim. That's according to the Rambam. But perhaps the Rambam, there's some who say that the Rambam holds that this is really the machlekes between Reb Levi and Rav Avi Barave. It's not the machlekes dafke in regard to a woman who sees damkeishi b'meizive, but it's a machlekes in regard to every woman. It's a deichak, I'm going to say. So why shouldn't be chilek dafke here? Let it be chilek in general. So it's a deichak. But we cannot say it, even though I saw many give this teretz. It's an easy way out, I mean, to be miyashim the Rambam. So, because the other teretz, so we have to say that there is a machlekes of prices, the price here and the price of Basimet. After all that. But here, in the Rishonim say there is no machlekes of prices. Mashenkin here, there is definitely a machlekes between Reb Levi and Rav Avi Barave. But we cannot say it. We cannot say it. Because the Rambam, even though the Mishpat doesn't mention anything, but the Rambam paskens like Rav. It seems that the Rambam paskens like Rav Avi Barave. Right, the Magen Mishneh says so. The Magen Mishneh doesn't have any, you know, he usually has Asius. Here he doesn't have any os. It's a pele on the Kmitzal Ranch book as to why he didn't put in an os here. But the Magen Mishneh says that the Rambam paskens like Rav Avi Barave, and it's much more like that. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Emilches Yisur Ebi Alochalv, Muibere Sheyischilo Litztoyer, ויוחזוו חבלי לידה והיסחל אדם לא צייס כאילו שתהליד איסי אדם הוא הניקחו דם הקיש הוא הניקחו דם הקיש והיר דינה אם בו במי נדוסו הרי הוא דם נידה והרי הוא זאת מיון נידה ואם בו במי זיבוסו הרי זה תהירו שנמה בזובו דם יהיה זיבו בבשור מפי השמור לומדו זיבו מחמס עצמו ולא מחמס ולד ובלבד שתהליד ולד חי Avolimipilenkeishi informed. All right. So, in other words, so he mentions the aloche of damkeishi b'meizivo that she's doing. So the Rambam says, Afilu im hoyo adam sheisis v'yeriti machavolim v'atza yudalet yeim kidim sheteile itariz damkeishi b'toye. In other words, because he passes like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, that what is the criterion whereby you determine a remoteness in point of time if it's more than 14 days violated. So he says, even if the woman started to see down, Keishi, and she continued every day in succession to see down Keishi for 14 days, so it's over. So it's over. But if she started to see 15 days violated, so it's not otoy. But if she started to see exactly 14 days before Lady Dankeshi, every day in succession, so every day she's there. But according to Reb Levi, you couldn't have 14 days in succession that she'd be there. Because it's a Nivacheshman of 7-Eleven. So he says, so the Magid Mishnah says, וכבר נסבויה שם קשה במנידו, נידו זהו כשישחל במנידוס. אבל ישחל במזיבו, הבלד מתויה, מתייה, כל י"ד יהיה, שהם יומים הורויים לסביר הזובו, לסביר הסתיר הזובו. וכירב, וכירב, דיומה הוכי, ורבד ברבד עם פורש להוכי, וזה דעס רבי. וזה דעס רבי. So now it's the Rambam Paskos, like Rabbi Rabbi. So, how can we say that the Rambam Shite, that in a regular woman, it's a new Mechajim of 7-Eleven, so it's because he holds that that's the Machlikes between Rav Levi and Rabbi Rabbi, and the Rambam Paskos like Rabbi Rabbi. The Rambam Paskos like Rabbi Rabbi. Like Rabbi Rabbi. But then the question arises, since the Rambam in Rigab, you see, according to all the other Rishonim, so vis-a-vis a regular woman, so then it's certainly not a Mimacheshman of 7-Eleven. So the halacha is that once she becomes his over daily, so that suspends or postpones the commencement of the Minide until the woman will successfully have realized the count of Zion King. So la haskamovich, so then the question, oh, that's an irregular woman. So every woman. So Mashenki, he says, that's only in a regular woman because she becomes a Yovel Daily. So that's the aloha that the commencement of Zayin Nikim is postponed. But in this woman, she doesn't become a Yovel Daily. So Ravad Bar Havi mentions a Chiddush that even though she doesn't become a Yovel Daily, why doesn't she become? Because it's special to the Zakosuk. Not that there is any difference in the Mitzvahs. So in counting the Chesh of Yemei Nideh, Yemei Ziveh, so we have to count it as if there hadn't been Gzeiras HaKosuv. And if there hadn't been Gzeiras HaKosuv, and if the woman kept on seeing in succession every day, Yudalef Yei, Dam Keishi, and then, so she would have to start counting Zayin Nikim. But she keeps on seeing in succession. So she never succeeds in realizing he counted Zayin Nikim. So Memele, that will postpone the commencement of the Yemei Nideh. So here too. So we understand. But according to the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins in a regular woman where she does become a Zovek Dele, that even though she became a Zovek Dele, that does not suspend or postpone the commencement of the Yeshivas Yemenide. So it's a regular cheshb, and even cheshb, it's uninterrupted. So Allah has come of Yechamo. So isn't it a Kalachimel of logic that even a regular woman where she does become a Zovek Dele, So the commencement of this Shiva Yemei Nideh is not postponed. Here, where she is stable, it shouldn't be postponed. And still we see that the Rambam Paskos like Avad Barabe. So it's like Yitzile Ba'arev Giyure Bishmishmaya, I mean, it sounds very difficult. So we have to say, now, what is the Shita of the Rambam? The Shita of the Rambam is, why does the Rambam is the Shita of all the Rishonim? So why does the Ramban say that once a woman becomes a Zovek Dele, then the commencement of the Shiva Yemei Nideh is postponed? If she becomes a Zovek Tanena, it's not postponed. But if she becomes a Zovek Dele, so it is postponed. Why? Because the Cheshbon of Yemei Ziveh and Yemei Nideh is based upon the Mitzvahs of Eis Niduso below Eis Niduso. This is what the Torah says, below Eis Niduso. What does it mean? The woman is not normal. I mean, she's a little sick. It's lo yisnidoso. it doesn't conform to the natural pattern of the menstrual cycle. V'yishon ki yozuv zeiv domo yomim rabim. That means 3 days in succession. Biloye is nidoso. Oy ki zozov al nidoso kol yemei zeiv tomoso. Ki mei nidoso tiyet meyohim. So it's based upon the fact, upon the mitzies, of biloye is nidoso, that it's an abnormal phenomenon. So, if a woman just becomes his obektame, so it doesn't mean that she is really sick. So something happened once. But if she keeps on with Yomim Rabi, so that means that it's an abnormal phenomenon. So Mimele, the aloha is that like this, if she doesn't become Izovek Dele, if she doesn't see in the Yudalef Yei, so if she had initial E on the first of the month, and then she has another riyah on the 19th of the month, and the Yudalef Yom she didn't see. That's natural. So in Mele, it's a snidoso, because many women have a cycle of every 19th day. Every 19th day. But if she saw dam and she became a zavik dele, so it's below a snidoso. So in Mele, when will it become a snidoso after she has successfully counted Zayniki? Zayniki. That's the Shiras Rambam. Shiras Rambam. So why is the Rambam chilik? The Rambam is not chilik that the cheshbon of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziv, even though it's aloch l'meshi b'Sinai, but it's based upon the mitzies of eis nidoso and lo eis nidoso. So why does the Rambam say that it's an even cheshbon of 7-11? So the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam is whether we have to determine the question as to whether it's eis nidoso or leis nidoso on the basis of the general standard of women, the general pattern of women, or on the basis of the pattern of this particular woman in question. So the Ramban says that the eis nidoso and leis nidoso is not to be determined on the basis of the general, the average woman. So on the basis of the general standard of women, so if a woman sees dam on the first of the month and then she sees dam again on the 19th of the month, so that's regular, that's norm on the basis of the general pattern of women. So Memele, the Rambam says that it's a Nivachesh 7-11, because that conforms to the general pattern of women. But Ramban says no, we cannot consider it and we cannot determine it on the basis of the general pattern of women. So generally among women, so if the initial riyah takes place on the first of the month and then another riyah takes place on the 19th of the month, so that's perfectly normal. But vis-a-vis the woman in question who did see dam in the Yudalef Yei and became Izovek Dele, and then to see dam after she saw 3 days in Yudalef Yei, for her to see dam on the 19th is not known. Some melee, it's not considered Yemei Nida. That's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. But both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that the cheshbon of Yudalef Yeim and Zayin Yudalef Yeim Yemei Ziv and Zayin Yomim Yemei Nida is based upon the mitzies of Eis Niduso versus Lo Eis Niduso. Some melee, the Rambam Shite is that in regard to a woman who sees Damkeshi, that means a woman who expects to give birth shortly, so normally this kind of woman is completely misulik of Dam anyway. So it happens sometimes that a woman who is Muberes sees Dam, but this is not a normal phenomenon. So Mimele, this whole aloha, according to Ravada Barlavi, this whole aloha of an evil cheshbon 7-11, according to the Rambam, is because why? Because the evil cheshbon of 7-11 conforms to the general pattern, to the normal general pattern of women. But vis-a-vis a woman who expects to give birth, she's normally misulik dam anyway. So this has nothing to do with the normal menstruation among women. Because here she sees dam for a different reason. It's dam keishi, and the fact that it's coupled with dam, with keishi, with pain, with labor pain, shows that this does not emanate. I mean, that this is not the same kind of menstrual phenomenon that it takes place, that is characteristic of menstruation. Here it's a different phenomenon altogether. So Memele, the only reason as to why, according to the Rambam, we do apply an even cheshbon of 7-11-7-11 is because of Eis Nidos or Lo Eis Nidos. But the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so it has to be based upon the pattern of the women in question, not upon the general pattern of women. According to the Rambam, it is based upon the general normal pattern among women. So that's only shayach in a woman who normally does menstruate and who has a cycle. But here she is in uberes, so normally she shouldn't even see dam anyway. So it's not a bleeding in the course of a normal menstrual cycle. So it's something else. So since it's something else, so memele we don't follow up the even cheshbon of 7-11, which is based upon the normal general pattern existing among them. That's how we have to explain the shizah. All right. Now, let's go over the cases now. V'ravade barave, v'ravade barave, omar rafyomi moruyin l'sfira stira zivos. V'im teima, ma'o heisif al divre rav. So, the Gemara first mentions Rav, and then the Gemara mentions Ravade Barave's supplement to Rav. But, in other words, Rav's memory could be conceived without Ravade Barave's supplement. How could we even conceive Rav's Shite without the supplement by Ravade Barave? V'im teima, ma'ein sival divre Rav. Hovi Rav name orin ispira hain ezayin yomim. אחר י' יין ויוז מסחיל איס י' אחרים שהם ימי זיווה ואם כן לדידי נם אל אילום קשי מיטאי. So he says, what is the Ravad Barav and Meisiv Barav? Now, according to Rav, so it's considered ימי זיווה not only י' יין, but י' יין plus the 7 days following it. And then the cheshbon is י' יין, and then Zayin Yeminide. And then, after the Zayin Yeminide, again Yudalef Yeim. So Memele, what is Nafkemine between Rav's memory without the supplement by Ravade Barave and with Ravade Barave's supplement? Because since Rav says, let's say, if the initial Rie was on the first of the month, and then on the eighth of the month, She saw dam keish on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th. Successively, she saw dam every day throughout the Yudalef Yeim. And then Rav says, if she sees on the 19th of the month, she's still ten. And that 20th, and on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. So she's still ten. Then Ravade Barave says, no, not only if she sees from the 8th until the 25th, she stays, or even if she'll see on the 26th, she's also there. Because it's Yomim Oroyin Lispiras Virazivos. So he says, what will Rav say? Rav says that if she sees them from the 8th till the 18th, well, that everybody's made. And then if she sees, continues to see them from the 19th till the 25th, so Rav also says that she is there. Then, Ravad Barav says, even if she continues to sit down on the 26th, 27th, she's also there. But Rav has to be made there, because since she is there on the 11 days, and on the 7 days following the 11 days, and then starting with the 26th, we already have the 11 days following the 7 days. So that's and the basis of its of their merit, so it should be considered humility. We cannot count it as an evil cheshbon. We cannot count it as an evil cheshbon. So only according to Reb Levi it's an evil cheshbon. But the Rab does not recognize that vis-a-vis a yildes who is rei adam b'keishi, so we follow up an evil cheshbon. So Mimele, since the 7 days, so he says, then need to actually have a shiva si me'asfir achayud al gei. Vimroas oz av b'keishi is me'olerav. Me'olerav. Ul rabade teiro di ruin li sviras tiras vos. Virach b'reish. All right. So this is the pshat by Moses Rashi. The machlekes between Reb Levi and rabade barave is on the question as to whether ligabe a woman who sees dam b'keishi, whether we apply the same aloche that is applied in a regular woman, or here in view of the fact that she is not, doesn't become Isabel Dengle, so it's an Ibrahim. That's the pshat of Moses. Virach pireish, delay veini mitayir letisho yomim, horuin liosis ben zove. Delay veini mitayir letisho yomim, horuin liosis ben zove. אבל יוד וידאלף דין הרוין לסת בן זווה דה אפילו רואה עשו אפילו גם ביוד ואיז אין אלה נידה so it's not a different shot of Rablevi, not that Rablevi says that it's an Ibn Chajmi and Ravada Barava says it's not an Ibn Chajmi. Actually it should be an Ibn Chajmi according to everybody, it should be, because she doesn't become Isabel Dela. But Rablevi says that when is that is she teiro only the Ayudalef Yeh, so she's only teiro if she sees Dam Keishi in the first 9 days of Ayudalef Yeh, but not if she sees Dam in the 10th and 11th. Why? Because these Ries cannot make her into a Zobedel, because suppose a woman will see Dam on the 17th, the initial Ria was on the first of the month, and then she became a nido, and then throughout the 9 days of the Yudalef Yeh, so she didn't see any dam, and then on the tenth of the Yudalef Yeh, and on the 11th of the Yudalef Yeh, that means on the 17th of the month and on the 18th of the month she saw dam. She doesn't become Izovidele. She can become Izovidele only if she has Ibirias and 3 days in succession of the Yudalef Yeh. But here if she has 2 days and 2 days in succession, she doesn't become Izabidele. So Mimele Reb Levi holds that Ayud V'Yidalev in the Ruin Lesed Bem Zoved Afil Roas Afil Gam V'Yidvei Zeinu Ale Nide. So Mimele the Gzeres HaKosa doesn't apply, so the Dam Keishi is not Toya on the 10th and the 11th. V'Rav Meisif Yomim Oruin Lisvire Ki Nasire V'Yidalev V'Chamish Yomim Achre Kei Avo Shnei Yomim Mishiva Yomim Achreini Im Roas Oben Pneyo L'Rav V'Ravad Meisif Afis In Shnei Yomim. So then, some mele. Then we have again the 11 days. So we need some. So the net result is the same. The net result, according to Rabbi Barave, is the same. According to Rach's Pshat, the net result, but it's on the basis of different laws. All right. Now, then, the second lotion. Now, the second lotion. The second lotion. So the second lotion. So says that the machlir is a machlike between Reb Levi and Rebbe, and another thing, and according to Rashi's pshat here, not the Rashi's pshat that Tesis mentions. Apparently, Tesis said a different version of Rashi, because Rashi had the Matur Kala, Matur Basa. So according to Rashi's pshat here, so in the second lotion, the machlike between Reb Levi and Rebbe is on the question as to whether the halacha that Damkeshi is toya applies only to Zobertele, not to Zivis Ktano, to Zobertane. That's what Rebbe says. And Rebbe says that it applies to Zobertane as well. This is how Rashi explains. But then Tesis mentions, Rashi Pirish La Fuke Yud V'Yudalev Din Ruy La Schila Behem Zobertele. So in other words, according to the Pshat that Tesis mentions in the name of Rashi, so Rebbe Shite in the second Loshin is the same as Rebbe Shite in the first lashon according to Rashi. What is Rav Levi saying? According to Rashi in the first lashon, that which days is damkeishi toyer only in the first 9 days of the Yudalef Yeh. But the 10th and 11th, in view of the fact she could not become with these liases of Yidele, some Mele, so the Gzasakosim doesn't apply. This is the exact shot of Rashi, in the thesis mentions, in the second portion of the Rach, but Rach couldn't explain it that way. So Rach couldn't explain the way Rashi in the Adam Adura says. So how does Rach explain it? So now the Rach explains it the same way as Rashi explains it here. V'rach pirish lafukei yim rishen yim sheni shel yudalev the nehu yadayin yizol deilim leitirayim. Now we have another thesis, but I want to go over the Gemara here before we go over the thesis. My title is Mishnah. All right. Now, so we have to the Gemara of Yudayim yadayo chadoshim. Tanya, I ask you to go over the Rishenim. I mean the Rajbo and the Ritvo and the Gemara of Shippuregon. Tanya, Rabbi Yudayim Amishim Rabbi Tarof, Dayo Chadoshim, V'yeish B'dobo Rehokim Ulehachmi, Keitzat, Koshis Oshnayim B'Seif Shmi. So according to the Machlikes between Rabbi Yudah, the Machlikes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yesi is in regard to the question of remoteness in point of time. I mean, there is a halacha that damkeishi is only toyer if it's not remote to lady in point of time, if it's proximate to lady in point of time. But if it's remote to lady in point of time, even though it is damkeishi, but al pidin it's not considered damkeishi. Even though bimtzias, I say, even though it is damkeishi, I mean bimtzias is connected with the pending lady. But al pidin, it's not considered amkesh. It's false labor if it is remote in point of time. So what is considered remote? So according to Rabbi Meir, it's considered remote in point of time if it's more than 40 days, 50 days. According to Rabbi Yudah, it's considered remote if it's not in the ninth month. According to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, it's considered remote in point of time if it's more than 14 days removed from the lane. So according to Rabbi Yudah, it depends upon the Chedesh, the ninth month. So, Dayo Chadoshim, V'yeish B'dobo L'hokil L'hach, Ketzet, Koshish Yoshnayim B'Seif Shmi, V'yechot B'Tchilash Chi, V'afilu B'Tchilash Chi Yoldo, Harizi Yoledes B'Zeif. So according to Rabbi Yudah, in view of the fact that the determining factor is in what month the damkeishi took place, so suppose, now, in order to become Izor Deile, she requires 3 years and 3 successive days. Suppose 1 day's in 8th month and 2 days in 9th month, so then she's considered Yoledes Bekeishi. Why? Because most of the years took place in the 9th month. If let's say it's that way around, the first 2 years is in 8th month and the third 3 years in the 9th month, even though the third Riyah is very important, we saw according to Hananiah, according to the Ramban's Pshat, the Ramban's Pshat in Rashi, and the Ran's own Pshat in the Gemara Hananiah, so that's the most important. The third is the most important. That's according to Hananiah. But according to Rabbi Yudah, in view of the fact that the determining factor is in which month the Riyah took place, so only if 2 out of the 3 Riyahs that Akoveya hers is Obek Deile took place in 9th month. But if the majority of the Ries that makes her is Obek Deile took place in the 8th month, so then even though the third Ries was the 9th month, so it's not considered, so she is Yeledes B'Zeif, it's not considered Damkeish. Alright. Keita, Koshi, so Shnai B'Zeif, Shmini, Vechol, B'Tchilashi, Vafilu, B'Tchilashi, Yom. Even though, as far as the number of days are concerned, so there is only a few days interval. It's considered remote. Why is it considered remote? Because in terms of months, so she had a riyas in the 8th month. Abu Kosha so Yamechal Bisifshin, Ushtai Mitzvah Lashir, so even though in terms of days, it's more proximate than the previous case, but the days are not important. It's the question of months. Va'afilu Bisif Chiyol, even though, I mean, there is a difference in 27 days. So that should seem to be more remote than the Reishi, the case of the Reishi, where there is a difference only in 4 days. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so in the Reishi, where the difference, the interval, intervening between the Riyas Dan and the Lady is only 4 days, it's considered remote. Why? Because in terms of months, the Riyas, most of the Riyas took place in the 8th month. And in the Seif, well, in terms of days, there is a difference in 27 days. But since, in terms of the month, everything took place in the 9th month, so mainly it's considered flexible. Now let's see the Rashi here. In other words, if the first riyah took place on the last day of the 8th month, and the 2 other riyahs took place on the first 2 days of the 9th month, and then the lady took place on the last day of the 9th month, so such a big difference in terms of days, so then she's mitayas, she's not yeledes. Now there's a very big chiddush in this Rashi. The Rashbo is chelik. Many rishonim are chelik on this Rashi. In other words, we have a halacha mentioned in the Mishnah that even if all the 3 riyas took place, bikeishi, all the 3 riyas took place bikeishi, but if after the 3 riyas that took place bikeishi, so she had a substantial time of comfort, misles, or kilili shabbos v'yenei, so that determines retroactively all the riyas bikeishi as riyas b'sheifi. Even though in tears, all the 3 years were coupled with pain. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha does not apply. It's not unreasonable. Why should Rabbi Yehuda be chaylik? After all, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't spell it out that he's chaylik. So, Meherete say he should be chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda is only, you see, we saw that there are 2 types of remoteness. There is 1 type of remoteness in regard to the remoteness, what constitutes remoteness in point of time. And then there's another type of remoteness, not remoteness in point of time, but remoteness in the process of giving birth. So if there is a substantial suspension in the process of giving birth, if the woman started to have labor pain, and then it stopped, it suspended for a substantial time, and then again it was resumed, so that's also remote, but that's not remote in point of time. That's remote in the process of labor, in the process of labor. So Meichatei says, should we say that Rabbi Yehuda, who does not commit himself on the question of remoteness in the process of birth, should be chelik and the Tanoim who mention certain halachas in regard to remoteness in point of time? Meichatei. But Rashi says so. Why? Even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the month is important, so Memele, that excludes every other, that negates the concept of every other type of remoteness. So in other words, we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if from the point of view of the month, so it is remote, even though in terms of days, in terms of days it's proximate, so So then it's considered Yoreh Bezeit, then vice versa. So Memele Reb Yudeh must, Rashi said, that Reb Yudeh rejects the whole concept of any remoteness other than the remoteness from the point of view of the month. So there is no such thing according to Reb Yudeh. According to Reb Yudeh, it's considered Amkeshi if it's in 9 months. So then it doesn't make any difference how many days of comfort she had after the Riyas Dam Bikeshi in the 9th month, even if she had for 26 or 27 days shave. But in view of the fact that the 3 Riyas Bikeshi took place in the 9th month, that makes it proximate. That's only the reason. According to Rabbi Yudeh, the important test is which month it takes place. So the Rashba is chelik on it. The Rashba says that Rabbi Yudeh has nothing to do with the question of remoteness in the process of labor. So he can agree with Rabbi Eliezer, he can agree with Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, he has nothing to do, it's another question. But this is Rashi. Rashi says, "Afilu b'seif chi yom, v'afilu gav b'chi kolim b'shuv, chutz b'shte yomim mezil ez b'zei b'vad, b'vad, afilu gav b'chi kolim b'shuv." 25 days or 26 days comfort, so still she's not Yoreh Bezeit. Why? Because the Riyas Bikeshi took place in the 9th month. But Rashi, even though Rashi says that according to Reb Yudeh there is no halacha of a substantial period of shaving determining retroactively the Riyas Bikeshi as a Riyas Bishavi, but bilvat shall itire dam b'meyashiv. Bilvat shall itire dam b'meyashiv. So when do we say that she is einzu yiledes b'zei? As long as she doesn't see dam in the shave. If she doesn't, v'afagav d'chi kulei b'shufi chutz mishne yomim. So she had comfort in regard to she had a cessation of pain for 25 days. So she's still considered as Riyadam Bikeshi. Ainze Yoledes Bizei Bilvat, as long that she doesn't see dam in the 25 days of comfort. But if she does see dam in the 25 days of comfort, so then she is a Yoreh Bezeit. Now we had the machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Chanine in the case of Sofso Mizeh Umizeh. So Rav Chisde says that by Sofso Mizeh Umizeh, so she is male. It's also, she's not considered as Riyadam Bikeshi. And Rav Chanine says, if she suffers from Mizeh and Mizeh, it's there. So now we pass for Rav Chisde, all the Rishonim pass for Rav Chisde. But in regard, so according to Rashi, so Alimed Rabbi Yudeh, even though we pass for Rav Chisde, but vis-a-vis Rabbi Yudeh, there is a distinction between sofso min atzah veloi min adam and sofso mizeh umizeh vis-a-vis Rabbi Yudeh, even according to Rav Chisde. According to Rav Chisde, so I'll leave it the other time. So it doesn't make any difference. Well, it's sofso min atzah veloi min adam, or it's sofso mizeh umizeh. And even if it's sofso mizeh umizeh, so she's male. She's male. But vis-a-vis Rabbi Yudeh, so even I'll leave it Rav Chisde. Even Ali Ben Rav Chisde, if it is sofso mizeh umizeh, if it is sofso mizeh umizeh, so then she is teiro. Bilvad ein zu yeledes bizeiv, and she is teiro. Bilvad shelo itir etam bimei ha-sheifi, as long as it is sofso mizeh umizeh, so it is teiro. Not Alibe de Rabbi Yudeh, so we pass the like Rav Chisde. So she's male. But Alibe vis-a-vis Reb Yehuda. So if it's not tira dam bi mei ashefi, so then she stay home. Why? Because we explain the machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina, that machlekes is on the question. According to Rav Chisda, there are two types of remoteness. One is remoteness in point of time, and one is remoteness in the process of labor. So Mimele, even if it is sof-sof, so Rav Chisda says, if it is sof-sof min atzar, so Rav Chisda says, even if it is sof-sof min atzar, min adam, mizeh u'mizeh, she's also me. She's also me. Why? Why if she's also min atzar, min adam? So she's also tmeyob. It's also tmeyob because it's remote. Since it's remoteness in point, in the process of labor. Because since there was a suspension in the process of labor, so mimele, that means that the dam vikeshi is remote. If it's remote, so mimele, she is tmeyob. So mimele, she is tmeyob. Shmeila she is made. Now, but Rav Chanine says, if it's also mizeh u'mizeh, so if in the period of comfort there is no rias dam, so then she is there. So Rav Chanine holds that there is no halacha of remoteness in the process of lady. But if it is sof-sof min atzar v'loy min adam, so even during the period of comfort, she had a rias dam. So what kind of a rias dam was it in the days of comfort? It was a rias dam b'shev. So then, Rav Chanina says, true, there is no such aloha's remoteness in the process of birth. So even if there was a suspension in the process of birth, that does not make the rias dam b'keishi as remote. But in the case where it's also min atzar v'loy min adam, so in the period of comfort, she has a rias dam b'sheifi. So if we are going to say that the rias dam, that the rias dam that was coupled with pain has a chaleis din of dam keishi, so then we'll be faced with a paradox, with a paradoxical situation. Because what does dam keishi mean? That doma machlas mod. And so the rias dam that took place, it relatively removed a long time from the lady, so that is considered as Doma Machmas Loda. And the Rias Dam that took place, Mamesh Somot Olayde, but it was in a period of comfort, so that's not Doma Machmas Loda. That's a paradox. So because of that, the Halei Shem, Dam Keishi is Pokah. So Mimele, the Rashi says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't recognize, even according to Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't recognize the concept of remoteness in the process of birth. Of remoteness of the process of birth. But, ubilvachal itira dam bimei ashefi. Because if she does see dam in the period of comfort, so then she is yelet es bezeiv. Because if we consider her as dam keishi, even if in the period of comfort, in 25 days of comfort, she sees dam, and so the dam that she sees in the subsequent time, so is dam sheifi, and the dam she sees in the remote time is dam keishi. That's a paradox. So that's why Rashi says, "Bilvachel itira dam bimei ashefi, v'lo yamrinon kim di sheifi somuch leleide nitmiyeno bidam keishi." Because so far, Rebbe Yehuda Shipuregon, Kalei Marachide Shel Chi, גרמס לידס אבד, ומיכאיל חבס מלאנה, הילקח, כל אדומים, שריב בקשי, אין אלא מחמס אבד, אף אגב דיקשופי בשריה, ואפילו בתחיל השי, חבי מחמס אבד, דיקסובה ילדס ליטס ילדס לביטון. ילדס לביטון. All right. So, yes?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, does he disagree totally with that there's remoteness? Does he even call it talking to Rav Chanina that there's such a thing as remoteness?
No, Rav Chanina himself, Rav Chanina holds that in regard to everybody, there is no such concept as remoteness in the process of birth.
Only remoteness of time.
Only remoteness of time, but not remoteness in the process of birth. But... but in the case of Shofsam Natsal Veloim Nadam, then the Halishim Dam Keshi is Poka, because if it will not be Poka, we'll be faced with the paradox. So that if it will not be Poka, so that will mean that the Rie that took place in the remote time has a Halishim Dam Keshi, and the Rie that took place in the proximate time has a Chalei Shem Dam Shevi. That's impossible. It's a paradox. So because of that, the Chalei Shem Dam Keshi is Boka from those things.
Now why can we say that Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rashi have to say that Rabbi Yehuda says she didn't see that? Why can't we say Rabbi Yehuda would call it Rabbi Hanina?
No, because it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is explaining it Halim Demes, Halim Hilchase. Now we pass it like Hafizi. Why should we say,
okay,
if Rashi just wanted to explain the din Alibe de Rav Chanina, so why did he mention it in connection with Rav Yehuda?
Okay.
You see? Alright. But the Rashi is chelik. And the Rashi holds that according to Rav Chisde, so truly depends, it depends upon the ninth month. But as far as remoteness in time is concerned, so Rav Yehuda can agree with Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon that if there is a period of comfort, of cessation of pain, for a misles. So memele, that is mafkiya the halishim dam keishi. The halishim dam keishi. Even in the case of shosom natsal v'lominada. Alright. Now, yes?
One more thing. Also, according to Chizda, didn't we say that in the case of shosom natsal v'lominada, so it's still tmeya because of remoteness from the point of view of the process of childbirth? And it was different degrees. In other
okay,
words,
remoteness in the process of birth. Yeah, that's the reason. All right. Now, so the Gemara says, "Omar Ravade, Barav Shmamino Kosom Rabbi Yude Shipurago." What do you mean, Shipurago? The Shefer is the factor. Eini Vo Omar Shmuel Einisho Misaberes VeYeledes Elo Numosayim VeShivim VeEchod Yei Oyu Numosayim VeShivim Ushnayim Yei Oyu Numosayim Vishivim Ushleisho. Ushleisho. So in other words, Rebuda holds that she's considered the ninth, she's considered the Yeledes, and it's considered Dam Bikeshi, even as long as she has entered the ninth month. Even though, usually, most of the time, a woman gives birth to a child after completing 9 months, full 9 months of carrying the child. But in view of the fact that it happens quite often, even though it's not most of the time, that's not the usual thing, but it happens very frequently that the woman gives birth to the child the moment she enters the ninth month. The moment she enters the ninth month, so memele, it's considered as yeledes bikeshi. As doma machazla. As doma machazla. Why? Because in order to be considered doma machazla, it doesn't depend just upon the fact that the riyas dam has a connection with the pending birth. So then there shouldn't be any limit. If the Rias Dam is coupled with labor pain, with the kind of pain that is typical characteristic of labor, so Mimele, even if that Rias Dam takes place 2 months before Lady, but in this woman it has a connection with the pending birth. In other words, when is it considered Dam Keshi if it is natural? So Manila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what makes it natural? What makes it natural? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it is in the ninth month, so then it's natural. If it's not in the ninth month, it's not natural. Why? Because so far you let us litess, you let us likotoy. Now, it's not that there is Rabbi Yehuda holds that you let us litess is you let us likotoy. You let us litess is you let us likotoy. And the other Tanoim hold is not you let us likotoy. I mean, not, there is a machlekes and mitzvahs. I mean, we know that very frequently, very often, so a woman will give birth to a child at the beginning of the ninth month. In other words, after 240 days. After 240 days. So she'll give birth to a child. So what does it mean? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yeledes L'Katoyim. In other words, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds B'mtzias is Yeledes L'Katoyim. And the other Tanoim hold B'mtzias it's not Yeledes L'Katoyim. In other words, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so this phenomenon of a number of women giving birth to Limkotoyin at the beginning of the ninth month is considered as a very normal and natural phenomenon. Even if you find out that on the basis of statistics, so most women who give birth do not give birth Limkotoyin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is considered a natural phenomenon, not an unnatural phenomenon. Not that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon as to whether a mitzias, a woman, is yeledes l'katoyim or not. The mitzias is what it is. Many times it does. Most of the time not. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered a natural phenomenon. So the male is damkeishi. If it's not a natural phenomenon, it shouldn't be considered damkeishi. Just as the Riyas damkeishi 2 months before Leine wouldn't be considered damkeishi, even though it's still connected with the pending birth. All right. Shipure sheifa shetekin with best beginning shachidish. So the Gemara asks a kasha. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that an isha is yeledes l'katoyin, but from Shmuel we see that an isha is not yeledes l'katoyin. What does it mean? Shmuel says an isha is not yeledes l'katoyin. In other words, Shmuel says that an isha is yeledes only after full 9 months. In other words, after 270 days. After 270 days. So it's not that there is a machlokes mitzias. But when Shmuel says, Einisha misaberes, Einivo ma Shmuel, Einisha misaberes, Elu l'masayim v'shivim v'echod yeim, or Elu l'masayim v'shivim v'shnaim yeim, or Elu l'masayim v'shivim v'shleisha. So in other words, that's on the basis of full 9 months. So full 9 months, 9 times 30, is 270. Is 270. But so now the ovum might have been fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, or it might have been fertilized on the second day of the Tashmish, or it might have been fertilized on the third day of the Tashmish. So Memele, this is what he says, that a isha is yeledes only after full 9 months. But so if she was misaberes on the day of the Tashmish, so then it's on the 271st day as of Tashmish. If it was the ovum was fertilized on the second day of Tashmish, so then she'll give birth on the 272nd day. If it was fertilized on the third day of Tashmish, so then she'll give birth on the 273rd day. This is what Shmuel says. This is what Shmuel says. Now, so it's not that Shmuel holds that the Mitzias, she couldn't give birth after 240 days. She could give birth after 240 days. But according to Shmuel, giving birth to after 240 days is an abnormal phenomenon. It's an abnormal phenomenon. So Memele, that's why Shmuel says, Einisha, in order to be Yeledes in the normal way, so is a nisha misaberes v'yeledes el masayim v'shivim v'echod yeim or el masayim v'shivim u'shnayim yeim or el masayim v'shivim u'shleishu. So the Gemara says, Hudoma, Shmuel is chelika on Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And Hudoma ki chassidim or rishenim. In other words, it's not that Shmuel is chelik. There is a machlokes tanoim. Now again, the machlikas tanoim is not when we say there's a machlikas tanoim whether Nisha is a letters from Kutoim or not. It's not a machlikas and mitzias. The mitzias is what it is. The question is, when a Nisha is a letters from Kutoim, is that considered a natural phenomenon or it's considered a non-natural phenomenon? So Shmuel, when he says, "Enisha misaperes yoleres l'misayim mishim v'erogim, l'misayim mishim mishnayim yeim, l'misayim mishim mishleisha," so he considers leidel in kutoyim as an abnormal phenomenon, as an unnatural phenomenon. Who do amak sinim rishenim? Titanya sinim rishenim lo yimisham mishim itaseyem elo vibri b'shabes shem yaveyu nishiseyem yidechil b'shabes b'vibri b'soloi eimem yavi veyulich. So the Moshamish Misa Seyem only Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night. But Mitzoy Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night not. Why? Because if there will be Moshamish Misa Seyem and some, this was a Midas Tzidetz, not that there is an Issa, but because there is a Machlikas Reshenim whether one is allowed to be machnis himself into a tchiyog bikoach nefesh, bimokimoshus. So according to the Balamoyer, who explains, I discussed that in learning the Shulchan Aruch, machligim b'svino, the simon, machligim b'svino, parim, shesh yom kereshabes. So according to the Balamoyer's pshat, why is it osea? Because he is machnis himself into a tchiyog bikoach nefesh. Even though it will be beheter, but lechatchile, to be machnis oneself into a tchiyog bikoach nefesh is osea. But nidam lahaflik la mitzvah is muter, and this is also mitzvah veino, veino pio yovivio. So memele, so is misaradin it's muter. But that was a midas chesidus on the part of the chesidim of Rishenim. Even according to Balamoya, the other Rishenim would say that there is no isa altogether, even with varal shoes. But here it was lidvar mitzvah, so it was only a matter of midas chesidus. So they figured out that if there will be mishamish mitaseyem, mishmiseyem. Let's say on Mitzoy Shabbos or Sunday night or Monday night, then the birth might take place on Shabbos, depending whether the ovum will be fertilized on the first day of the Tashmish or on the second day of the Tashmish or on the third day of the Tashmish. So, but why didn't? So, but it's possible that there will be Chil Shabbos, that the lady will take place on Shabbos regardless of the day of the Tashmish. So the Chassidim of Rishenim didn't care for that. Why? Because they only cared for the possibility in the realm of that which is natural. So according to the Chassidim of Rishenim, Leidel in Kutoyin is an unnatural phenomenon. So Memele, if Leidel in Kutoyin is an unnatural phenomenon, they don't have to be Chesish for it. So it's not even Midas Chesidus. So it's a Chesidus Shtus. If a person is going to be Chesish for something that is not a natural phenomenon, so that's not even Midas Chesidus. But they were Chesish for a Leidel on the 271st day of the Tashmish, and a lady on the 272nd day of the Tashmish, a lady on the 273rd day of the Tashmish. Why? Because that will conform to a lady after full 9 months, depending when the fertilization took place. So we see that the Chassidim of Rishenim held that any Shirat and Gedoyim, not that any show that's impossible. It's possible, but that is unnatural. So that's a machlokes in the din. Alright, now. Oma mazutre my tamay the chsin moshen in the chsiv, but gabirus, vayitin alishem lo heroin. Heroin bigomatriye, mosayim vishivin vechat. Hab. Now, so gematriye is one of the midas in the price of Rabbi Yisi Aglir. I mean, it's not mentioned in the midas of Rabbi Yishmuel. But Gematria is mentioned in the Braise of the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisi Aglir. So this is an example that Gematria is one of the Midas Shatir and Nidreshet Ve. So in other words, so Yeroin be Gematria Mosayim Vishivim Vechad. Now, it's a very interesting Rashi. This Rashi indicates that Rashi did not use the traditional and old method of arithmetic, but the new method of the new mathematics in making a division, not the old method. is the method of the new mathematics in division. This is a new mathematics method of division. So again, it's not a machlokes in mitzias. The question is whether that is considered natural or unnatural. So if it's considered natural, so maybe it's shayach to be cheshish. If it's considered unnatural, it's not in the mitzias to be cheshish. But if it's considered natural, limkutoyim, some melee it can be treated as dam cage. But if it's unnatural, so even though bimtzias it's connected with the pending birth, so it's like a rias dam cage a few months before lady. That's not considered dam cage. Now, Oma Marzutri, a fil mandoma, you let us litisho, and you let us linkotoi, you let us lishibo, you let us linkotoi. Now that on the surface appears to be very strange. In other words, on the surface it appears to be inconsistent with the mitzvahs. So, Marzutra says, a fil mandoma, you let us litisho, you let us linkotoi. Who is that mandoma? Shmuel, the chzidim or shaming. So, you let us lishibo, you let us linkotoi. There is a ben shivo and there is a ben tisho. Now the Mishnah says that a ben shivo hariu kechai l'chol dom. If he was born the seventh month, so then he's considered viable. But a ben shmeino in the eighth month, he's considered non-viable. Non-viable. Now everybody discusses that matter because that seems to be inconsistent with the mitzias. Because we know that the children who are born after in the eighth month are more viable than children who are born in the seventh month. That's a mitzvah. Now, because of that, the Chazanish. I didn't see it in the Chazanish. But I saw it mentioned that the Chazanish said that it's nishtanativ. Now I really don't see any difficulty. I don't see any inconsistency between what the Mishnah says, the distinction between Ben Shiva and Ben Shmeino and the Mitzias. Because now here the Gemara says, Oma Mazutra, Fil Mandoma, Yoledes Lichishon, Yoledes Linkotoy, Yoledes Lishivo, Yoledes Linkotoy. That sounds especially strange. In other words, even the Mandoma, who says Yoledes Lichishon, Yoledes Linkotoy, but Yoledes Lishivo, Yoledes Linkotoy. So that means that when a baby is born in ninth month, so any Yoledes Linkotoy. So the baby is born after full 9 months of carrying. That means after 270 days, but a ben shivo can be born in kotoy. So that means at the beginning of the seventh month. So that means after 180 days of pregnancy. Isn't that strange? That a baby cannot be born, let's say, a Yoledes Letitia. So that means cannot be born after after.